So the golden question in terms of, it seems like almost every tumor now, is where are we in terms of developing clinical predictors of response to these different agents, and how long do you think it'll be before we can actually have that type of assay or predictability in clinical practice?
Well, I'm very optimistic about that in renal cancer because we understand a lot about the different types of renal cancers. We have a lot of tumors stored away. There's been expression profiling done to see what genes are expressed. We understand the VHL mutation, and we can do VHL genotyping. There are immunohistochemical assays that can study for HIF and some of its downstream consequences. So we can pretty readily, based on histology, immunohistochemistry, and potentially genotyping and expression profiling, be able to categorize renal cancers into subcategories. And if we have those specimens collected in the context of these large trials that are being going on, we'll be able to sort out which are the patients who appear to benefit from particular drugs versus others. And we've made a lot of progress in this regard already. I think we know, to some extent, needs to be validated prospectively, the type of tumors that benefit from immunotherapy. And we're starting to see similar data coming up with the VEGF receptor blockers. And there's already data to suggest that proteins that signify activation of the TOR pathway are potentially important predictors of patients who will benefit from TOR inhibitors. So I think we're making progress in that regard, and we have a real potential to sort this out and move towards personalized medicine in renal cancer, probably more so than a lot of other tumors where the biology is not as well understood.